Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When was the last time you sat down with a blank piece of paper and just like brainstorm? Ever heard of that? I got a problem. Problem at the top. Lit right out the problem. Give me a fucking 100 solutions for that problem. Chill the fuck out. What is going to happen? Relax, G. Critical thinking. Spend some time with yourself. Develop your fucking brain. If the CPU is like slow as fuck, how are you going to win? Everybody worships, but nobody worships the hard work. Nobody worships the grind. Nobody worships the discipline. Nobody worships the commitment. Nobody worships the sacrifice. Got to realign the priorities. You need to study your network and individuals that you want to tap into the same way you would study a crypto token, the same way you would study a product, the same way you would research. Why? Because what's the difference? Sentiment of what? People. What is a winning product? Sentiment of what? People. What is a viral ad? Sentiment of what? People. So what do you have to understand? That's your formula for everything. Irreplaceable, best, and do people need what I have to offer? That's all you need. You need supply and demand, need quality, and need consistency. They were selling fucking ape photos for $500,000, dude. Anything can work. Get it through your head. It works. You gotta work. Dude, every guy that I want to get into the room with, I know as much as I can about them. Like, I'll go up and be like, yo, bro, how did the book? And I'll drop something that he did last week. How was it? Oh, shit, this guy's paying attention. Who's supporting you? Mention to me five people in your life right now that you give them a phone call and be like, yo, drop me $250,000 wire. You need those people because your net worth isn't calculated by the money that you have, but by the access that you have to money. You could be poor, but be in a federal position where you can print $100 billion and put it into any industry where you have prior investments. It's all about positioning. I understand that risk isn't real. It's just an illusion. Why don't you take risk? Because you're afraid. So the problem isn't the risk, the problem is the fear. Why do I take risk? Because who am I betting on?
So
I trust myself, no risk. That's why I can't lie to myself, because then I lose that trust. Risk is an illusion, because what may be risky to you isn't risky to somebody that's more developed. You balancing yourself on the edge of a cliff like this to a professional would be like cakewalk. To you, the problem ain't the rope, the only risk is you. But I watched a documentary, an interview between the CEO of Goldman Sachs, the CEO of Bank Santander, the CEO of BlackRock, the CEO of Bridgewater, and the CEO of Blackstone. They're all probably worth, combine them all, it's probably $20 trillion in assets under management. And they all did a round table called the boardroom. And they basically talk about what they think is going to work in the next 5 years, basically where they see the world going. So what are they going to do? They're going to invest their trillions of dollars where they see the world headed. So what do you have to do? Know where they're going to go. Dude, I'm out here fucking studying shit from last year, like speeches, conversations about the future stuff when people are talking about this is going to happen in 2040, 2030. Great reset. Great reset of what? What are they resetting? That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, this should go. You gotta do your research. So you can read an article, press release, but because I used to work in the news industry and things like that, it gets super tailored. But if you watch somebody in a podcast, in an interview, when their ego gets boosted or when they get put in the middle of the table, that's when you get the fucking sauce, bro. You don't know if the CEO of BlackRock gets nervous in front of 5,000 people where he might slip up. The motherfucker slipped up, bro. Slipped up big time, bro. You would be surprised that the matrix is not as complex as you think, and that it's all cycles and repetitions of the same thing. When you play a video game and you spend enough time in the game, you start seeing the NPCs do the same thing, and you predict what their moves. That's what these guys are doing. They know human behavior. What makes you think they're not going to do it again? People cheated fucking Monopoly. You don't think they're going to cheat with trillions of dollars? What the Great Reset should look like: the feminization of men, everybody utilizing bikes, everybody living on top of each other like fucking sardines, right? So it's this idea of like, you have freedoms, but at what cost? America is better because people still have belief in America's freedom. So I'm going to teach you guys what is my wealth creation strategy, from making money to like getting rich, because I did it. So the question is, why am I doing this? Because I understand that millionaires know how to make money. Billionaires know how to create millionaires. Do you think Jeff Bezos just got rich by himself? No, he brought a lot of value and created what? An ecosystem of wealth. So I'm gonna teach you guys how to get fucking rich, and one day you'll just make it up for me. No bullshit, that's what I'm in. If you're not rich and you're not fucking ripped and you don't have like fucking 9 chicks and you come up to me like, Luke, your advice was right. That's it, bro. That's all I want. I want you to tell me, bro, you're right on that shit. I'll be happy, bro. And I'll continue providing value and opportunities. That's what the club's all about. So welcome to Capital Club, motherfuckers. It's a long journey. Yeah.